Thank you, Joanna. What she didn't tell you was that Joanna wasn't scheduled to be the liturgist today at all, that the liturgist for this morning was someone else, and things happened that they were not available, a scheduling conflict. So when we approached Joanna to read this morning's scripture, she was giddy with excitement. She said, "Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite scriptures. It's so powerful." And so she really relished the opportunity to come and to share that scripture with us this morning. God works in all things, all the time, even our scheduling mishaps. This is special, huh? Oh, yeah. This is a special scripture for us indeed. And I think a season appropriate. This comes to us in a season that it speaks to the kinds of things we're doing in and looking forward to doing in this community. Pray with me. Dear God, as we encounter and experience your word, we ask for open hearts, minds, and ears, that what we experience might take root and grow and bring life. Lord, I pray that you empty me, and so fill me with your Holy Spirit, that the meditations, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you. We offer this to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you been watching, Son of Man? Ezekiel is asked as he is led along the river of healing that continues to grow deeper as it flows. First, they cross, and the water is only up to Ezekiel's ankles. At the next crossing, the water is up to his knees. And at the third, up to his waist. The fourth time Ezekiel approaches the river to cross, it is too deep to walk across. It was deep enough to swim in, but too deep to walk across, Ezekiel says. Amazed at the rate at which the river is growing, Ezekiel fails to see the effects the river is having on the land around him immediately. Along the river, flowing through the desert, now appear trees and lush green on both sides. That which flows from the temple is carrying the healing waters of life to that which is dry and dead and barren. The river of healing that flows from God brings life, and not only just enough life to survive, but life so abundant that the trees produce fruit that harvest every month. Fishermen line the shores of the river where the previously where no fish swam, and the shores are lined with nets drying in the sun. This is such a beautiful metaphor for the way that God works in our lives, in the lives of our communities. God brings life where there is none. This life-giving water flows from the temple where God figuratively resides. Water is a critical source of life in every land. Civilizations have grown up near this source of life since the beginning of time. Every living thing requires water to survive. As the vision reveals, vegetation grows near this source of life. Animals gather near the water where people then gather to hunt and fish. Water provides transportation for goods from one civilization to another, and commerce flourishes. This endless stream of water flows from God, first in shallow streams, and then it grows as it flows downstream, providing healing that literally brings life where there was none. This past November, I waded and floated in the waters of the Dead Sea while on a trip to the Holy Land. It was eerily beautiful. There are no trees or reeds lining its shores. It is completely devoid of water vegetation. No seaweed, no lily pads, no flowers. It's just water. Its water is 9 times as salty as the oceans that we know, so it simply cannot sustain life. No birds fly overhead because the waters offer nothing for them to eat. Living in this state, imagine being by the lake and hearing no bird songs, seeing no birds flying overhead, no birds of prey, no hawks, no eagles, no nothing. It's quiet. The land around the desert is dry and arid. Mountains raise on both sides, on the east side in Jordan, on the west side in Israel, and the soil is dry and rocky and craggy, and it's desert, as you might imagine desert to be. The Dead Sea is aptly named. In Ezekiel's vision, that which flows from God brings life even to this water and to the land around it. Imagine the contrast that people who had seen this area of the world were hearing and what Ezekiel was experiencing when he received this vision. Ezekiel served as prophet in Israel in the first part of the 6th century BC during the exile to Babylon, a difficult time for God's people. This message of healing waters flowing from the temple of God offers hope and promises new opportunities for life, even in the worst of places and at the worst of times. This metaphor for God's abundance and healing lives on in the life of God's church today. Don't we still believe that God can and will be healing through life connected to that which flows from God? Don't we still believe that there's healing power in Christ? God, as creator, provides life itself and everything necessary to sustain life physically and spiritually. All we have comes from God and flows out from God. We gather as community, a community of believers, to bring our praise, our gratitude, and our adoration for God, recognizing God as our provider and sustainer. We gather at the source of life, connecting here to experience God and God's goodness together in community. We gather as a testament to our belief that there is healing in this place, that there is wholeness in this place. And we gather that others might see. We gather along the shores of this life-giving river that flows from God, some of us wading in up to our ankles and some swimming deep in its waters, and not all of us at the same depth at the same time. We just gather near the water. And as we gather, we form a community of people who have come to know and seek and to share this life that God provides. Water not only provides life, it also provides rest and refreshment in the heat of the day, in the heat of the summer. For those of us who live in the Great Lakes State, we know that the recreational value that water provides. How many have went to the lake this summer at all? Yeah, well, lots, right? There's a Gogwak Lakes right here in the middle of Battle Creek, where there are boats and swimming and recreation and things happening all the time. We have abundant opportunities to boat and fish and swim and frolic in the water all summer. In the winter, the water freezes and still offers opportunities for recreation and skating and ice fishing and other activities I cannot name, as I prefer to hibernate in winter. For all you hardy folks who make their way out on the ice, God bless you. Enjoy. Think on a smaller scale for a moment about what happens to water when we get in the bathtub. Right? Our body mass displaces the water in the tub and makes it appear that there is more water in the tub than when we started to get in the bath, right? When we were kids, or when you had kids in your midst, or when you were a kid, when you got the kids in the bathtub together, right? They displaced more of that water than you might have preferred. But the more kids in the water, the higher the water level and the more water that might be displaced in that bathtub. But there's this property of displacement that happens when we get into a container of water. There are laws of math and physics at play here that I cannot be trusted with, as I don't know such things. Ezekiel's vision is of water flowing from the temple, representing that which flows from God to bring and sustain life. What if the properties of this flow of goodness really are like those of water? As we began this sermon series, this short sermon series, we talked about the flow of rivers and how they grow as tributaries pour into them, exposing either the limits of my education or my memory, I'm not sure which. I talked about the Grand River flowing into Lake Michigan and eventually into the oceans by the wrong course, right? Who knew that the waters of the Great Lakes didn't flow south down the Mississippi into the Gulf, but flowed east through the St. Lawrence Seaway? I do now. While this property of water contributing to the flow of water exists, so too, upside down page, so too does the property of displacement. When water is displaced, the water level increases even though the amount of water does not change. As we come together around stewardship, bringing all of our many gifts, whether they be material gifts or otherwise, we come to give back, and both properties are at play. Certainly, the more we give back, the more the river of blessing flows from here into our community. It gets deeper and wider as it flows and as we contribute to its flow. Have you been watching, people of God? I might ask, as Ezekiel was asked. It is as though our generosity is being blessed and multiplied as we seek to serve God and serve others. As we have combined our efforts in ministry, three congregations into one, we are functioning more like the confluence. Confluence is a term that means where rivers come together, right? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where two rivers flow together, the water automatically gets deeper and wider, and it stirs where those rivers come. But we are more like the confluence of three streams of blessing, working downstream in deeper, wider waters as it flows. In coming together, we have decided to give back to God some of the blessings that God has poured out in this community, allowing God to reuse those blessings in new and exciting ways. Praise God for the vision and the courage it took from all of you to get that done. As each of us bring our offering to God, every drop of water we add contributes to the abundance of the flow as the river grows and moves downstream. As God's blessings continue to flow, more and more people are blessed and come to recognize their blessings, and the river continues to grow. Something else significant happens in this flow of God's blessings. As more people enter the water, I believe the water level rises, reaching farther, overflowing from anything that seeks to contain it, and soon we are all standing at least ankle deep in God's healing water. The more people who come to know God as the source of abundant life, the farther God's blessings will reach when we simply stand together in the water. This is just how water works. I'm going to go back to the Dead Sea a moment, and as I recall a story from our time there, we had the pleasure of traveling with Bishop David Bard and his wife, Julie, and there were several buses, and they couldn't be on all the buses all the time. So on the day that we traveled to Masada and the Dead Sea, they were actually on the bus that we were on, and we got to the Dead Sea experience together. So you go, you change, and you go, and you wade, and you swim in this really dense water. Floating is amazing. You just lay back and you're floating in this water with zero effort. You see pictures of people floating in the Dead Sea with reading the newspaper, and they're really just literally floating on the top of the water. So we get to the water. In this place, particular place, the shoreline is really hard, and the salt deposits are sharp, and they're hard on your feet. And so we're making our way into this water, and Roshan and I happened to be walking into the water at the same time as Bishop Bard and Julie, and we're walking down the shore, and there are also these deep holes that you can't see as you're getting in, so you drop, and you can't really always catch yourself. So about the same time, the four of us are making our way through the shallows of the water, and I had only said hi to Julie Bard one time. And there we are in our swim trunks getting into the Dead Sea, and she steps in a hole, and before I know it, she is draped over my shoulders. Like, all of Julie Bard is, like, on my person, and I'm holding her up as we stand in the Dead Sea. And she, and I said, well, hi, Julie. It's good to see you. Right? And about the same time, Roshan steps in a hole and falls the other way, and Bishop Bard catches her. And there the four of us are, hardly acquaintances, frolicking around in the Dead Sea with the bishop. It wasn't as uncomfortable as it seems. He's a super down-to-earth guy. He's really easy to be around, and we still laugh about it when we see each other. But we got to know each other pretty quickly in that environment. But there's a parallel here for entering the life of the church. As folks enter the life of the church, there's lots of unknown in front of them. They may or may not be comfortable with the environment that they find themselves in. They can't see the bottom for sure. We may stumble. We may not be steady all the time, and we need each other in community to hold each other up and to walk together into this community, into these life-giving waters. Without judgment, I didn't have time to know who was hanging onto my shoulders, and we can't take the time for that in church either. If God calls people into community in this place, we have to be ready to steady them and walk with them as they enter this river and as the water rises and gets more unsteady and more unstable, but more life-giving as it does. And we need to hold on to one another as the water flows and reaches beyond our walls into this community. We cannot contain what God is doing. Let's do our best to displace as much of this water as possible by inviting others to join us in this great adventure that we call church, in this great life that is provided by the blessing that flows from the temple of God and brings healing in the lives of God's people. And may we steady each other. For as we walk, as we move in and about this flow of water, we may not always step steadily either. We need each other to be in community, one with the other. I invite the praise team to make their way back up. As we gather this morning, we come together as the kind of community I just described, I hope. We have contributed both to the properties of contribution and confluence and to the properties of displacement. May God's river continue to grow as if it flows from this place, and may we stand as witnesses at the shore, inviting others, helping them into the water. First ankle deep, then knee deep, then waist deep, until we are all swimming together, enjoying and sharing the many blessings of abundant life that flow from God. May God's generosity flow through us, not just to us, as we continue to work downstream toward wider, deeper, more abundant ministry with God here in our community. May we both be blessed and be a blessing as we move forward. Amen.